ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः। ॐ
ॐ मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्ट अस बोथ। May Brahman bestow upon us both the fruit of knowledge. May we both obtain the energy to acquire knowledge. May what we both study reveal the truth. May we cherish no ill feeling toward each other. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all.
So we have entered into the second anuvaka, second section of the second chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad called Brahmanandavalli. In our last class, we have discussed a little bit of this second chapter. Now, let us remember always, the Upanishad is telling us the process of identifying ourselves with Brahman. How to identify? So, as I said, mentioned earlier, imagine that we are living on the ground floor of a five-storied building, and we have to go to the roof, not to the fifth floor, but to the roof. Roof means we become identified with the akasha space. That means we are going to be completely detached from the building itself. For that purpose, this beautiful processing methodology, how to reach Brahman. For that purpose, we have to start where we are. And where are we? We are at the lowest level, which is called this creation, the external world. Remember, everything is external to the Atman. The mind is external to the Atman, not to speak of the grosser body. It is even more external. And whatever we objectify, experience in this so-called creation is even more grosser, remote, external to the self. But since we are identified most of the time with this gross body, that is why whenever we use the word I, we mean this particular body and this particular mind and the Jivatma who is associated with this body-mind complex. So, how to do it? For that purpose, the very first analysis in the second chapter is find out what is the root cause of this physical body. First, let us find out what is the root cause of our own individual bodies. And then, if the same process has to be applied to the entire creation. In Vedantic terminology, this particular individual personality consisting of body, mind plus Chidabhasa is called Jivatma. This is called our personality. And everything else is the creation outside. Now, once we find out that my body, my mind, everything has come out of only food, and we have to understand the meaning of the word food extensively. Not only what we eat, that is rice, bread, or dal, or sweets, anything that we eat, that is a very gross meaning. Whatever we experience through the five sense organs, that is called food. And whatever we experience have fallen under five types of food. Food means our experiences. And this, all our experiences can be divided into five types of food. That is, what the eyes see, forms, what the ears hear, sound, what the nostrils smell, all the smells, and what the tongue tastes, which generally we call food, and whatever we experience through our this skin, tvak, five organs of knowledge, five corresponding objects of experiences called food here, and the whole thing has come as a combination of both what is called subtle five elements plus a grossified panchikarana made five gross elements. The entire creation is nothing but that. But first we have to cognize this most important bhuta or element, which is called the earth. And that earth in this Upanishad is labeled as annam. Annam means the cause of this entire physical world. As I said, as we go inside, we will see panchakosha vivarana, because every personality consists of five layers. First is the food, then the vital force, then the mind, then the intellect, and the lastly, the fifth, is called Anandamaya Kosha, the sheath of the bliss. So in this world, every creature, living creature especially, is consisting of these panchakoshas. But where are we? Most of the time, our identity is with this body. So first, in Vedanta, we use two terms, Vyashti and Samashti. Vyashti means each one of our individual personalities. Samashti means the personality of the entire creation. So first, we have to find out individually, where from am I coming? What is the, I am an effect. So if I am an effect, there must be a cause. So what is the cause? But usually, we say every baby comes out from there, the result of their parents. That is one way of looking at it. But the other way of looking at it, that our body, this physical body, is to be identified as annam. And it is true also, because what is the point we have referred earlier? Whatever is experienced, that is called annam or food. Even that which is experienced by the mind, that is also food only. That is why, so tell me your thoughts, I will tell you who you are. Our thoughts are the root cause of our mind, whatever mind is. Of course, it is also influenced by the physical elements. But the point is, our entire physical structure is called annam. In other words, maybe it is easier to understand earth. The element called earth is the root cause. Everything has come from this particular fifth element called prithvi. So the entire creation that we experience, especially at the grosser level, physical level, through the bodily sense organs, etc., that is called the earth. And another name for that earth is called annam. Why is it called annam? Annam means cause. So our bodies, whether living or non-living, everything is the effect, karyam, of the annam. Just like pots are called the effects, clay is called the karanam, or the original cause. And let us never forget that law. An effect cannot be different from the cause. Only the cause is manifesting as the effect. Take a pot, it is nothing but what is called clay. There is not even one atom of something else that has joined the pot. What is the difference? Clay earlier has got what is called undefined, unmanifest form, that is called a lump. That is also a form. But that lump form means unmanifested form. Unmanifested form. Because you can't say it is small, it is big, it is square, it is round. A lump is a lump. That's all. But when this lump is shaped into a particular form, and then we give it a particular name and use it for a particular purpose, that is called Nama Rupa Prayojana. The point is, a pot is never different, separate. It is nothing but clay, 100% clay, not even one iota of something else has come. Apply it to furniture, nothing but wood. Unformed wood is the cause. Formed wood is called furniture. Unformed metal is called gold, and ornaments are the formed things. That is an important point. So if we look at the name, the form, the utility, everything is separate from everything else. But if we look from the viewpoint of the commonality, what is it? Existence. For example, in this example, clay is existent. Pot is existent. Clay has unmanifested form. And pot has manifested form. Apply this to everything. Why should we apply? If this question pops out, the reason is all our suffering comes because we separate ourselves from the whole. Holistic view we have to develop. There is no difference between my body and your body. The moment we can transcend this intellectually, knowledge-wise, idea-wise, understanding-wise, that my body is in no way different from your body, and it is amply proved by every Tom, Dick and Harry. So when a mosquito comes, it doesn't differentiate between Bhimasena and a small animal. So it is food, that's all. So whatever is experienceable is food. Whoever is experiencing is the subject. That is how we have to look at things. Remember, this Panchakosha Vivarana is for the sake of contemplation, and contemplation is for the sake of giving up finiteness, limitation, and merging our very much limited identity with our cause, which is a vaster identity. And when we reach that state, we find what we reached is also limited, because limited means that which is an effect. So every effect must have a cause. So when we find, when we identify ourselves, when we succeed in identifying ourselves with this prithvi, other words, annam. So when I say, I am annam brahma, when I say, this is me, I am annam. When I say that I am identified with the earth, prithvi, when I say, I am prithvi, through contemplation, then it is called anna brahma. So anna brahma. Our first goal is to reach the second floor in this analogy. So what is the second floor? What is the first floor? It is called Annam Brahma. What is the second floor? Jala Brahma, Apa Brahma. Third floor, Agni Brahma, Tejo Brahma. Fourth, Vayu Brahma. Fifth, Akasha Brahma. Then we understand even Akasha is also an effect. So it must have a cause. Then we reach the, what is called Anandam. From Anandamaya Kosha, we progress to Anandam. So keep this in mind, never forget. Anandamaya is an effect. Anandam is the cause. Anandam is none other than Brahman. So this is how we become identified with the larger whole. What happens? As we go on identifying ourselves with greater and greater expansion, that greater expansion also includes all the lower limitations. So Jala Brahma includes Prithvi Brahma. Agni Brahma includes both Prithvi, not to speak of Prithvi, even Apa Brahma or Jala Brahma. Vayu Brahma includes all the lower three. And Akasha Brahma includes all the lower four. And then that itself becomes merged in what we popularly call Brahman, Brahma, Parabrahma, for the sake of better understanding. That is the process. So, what are we? We can say, I am food. What are you? You are food. What is a tree? That's a food. What is the sun and moon? That is also food. So, when you see fire, what is it? That is also food. Remember, when you what the water that you see is not Jala Brahma. It is an individual manifestation of Jala Brahma. Similarly, when you see the sun or any burning star, then you have to identify it with Agni Brahma. This is what we experience is only grosser or grossest manifestation of that particular Brahma. What is the difference? So, when we are looking at each other's bodies, more of the Anna Brahma or Prithvi Earth Brahma is manifest. When you are looking at any manifestation of the water, a river, a tank, or an ocean, then that is not Jala Brahma. That is a grossest manifestation of Jala Brahma. Similarly, when you see the sun, the moon, anything that is giving light and heat, where there is light, there is a heat. You can never see that there is some light, but there is no heat. Heat and light are two qualities. They are always joined together. You cannot separate them. So, that is also the sun, the moon, any burning star. A star is nothing but a voluminous amount of gas burning. So, like that, when you see the physical air that we experience in the form of touch is nothing but a gross manifestation, because the gross body experiences it, and whatever the gross body experiences is only grosser aspect of the real Brahman. And what about Akasha? That's very interesting concept. Nobody can see, hear, smell, touch, but we have to infer it. That is why Akasha and Vayu, they are called Amurta Brahma, unmanifest. Unmanifest doesn't mean really unmanifest. It means it's not available to many of the senses. What about the space? Is there any way to smell it, to touch it, to see the colors, to taste it? No. Then how do we know? Because if we want to make a movement, then it is possible only if there is Akasha. Akasha means what? Space. Space means what? Emptiness. So if there is no emptiness, a huge wall is there in front of you, you can't walk into it. So that way we understand. But the most important sign of the existence of the Akasha is called Shabda, because Shabda travels, and it has to travel. For it to travel, space is necessary. And that is why Shabda is the quality of Akasha. Anyway, the point we are discussing, all these five manifestations, they are only manifestations. The gross earth, the water that we drink, and the heat or fire or light that we see, experience, and the air, cool air, hot air, etc., plus this Akasha that we see, these are grosser manifestations of real Panchabhutas. Remember, this thing. Our journey is from the gross to the subtle, still more subtle, until we transcend the fifth kosha called Anandamaya kosha. So, two important points. Please remember, we are at the Annamaya kosha level. At that too, Annamaya kosha has got two aspects. So, one is called Vishwa, individual identity. Another is called Virat. Both Vishwa and Virat are both the lowest manifestation of Annam or Prithvi, but at the same time, we are totally identified with the individuality, and this individuality has slowly to be expanded. That is what you call sympathy, empathy, love, friendship, and serving other people. These are different manifestations of an attempt to identify ourselves with the larger whole, which is called universality, from individuality to universality. And remember, individuality is called Vyasti and universality is called Samasti. So, the Upanishad is telling in the second section of the second chapter, it starts about this, our individual body, which is the effect, and then it asks us to find out what is the cause of your individual body and merge yourself in that cause. And once we merge ourselves in that universal Annam, here it is called Prithvi or earthly element, then we see that our identity is achieved with Samashti, universal. Just to give you an example, a nose ring is separate from a bangle. A bangle is separate from a ring. Probably the nose ring looks at the bangle or necklace, oh, I am so small, I am suffering from inferiority complex, I cannot compare myself with you. How long? So long it thinks I am a nose ring or ear ring, whatever. But the necklace also feels, oh, look at me, I am so huge, I am strangling the whole neck of this person. And if somebody else sees me, he loves me even more than this person loves me. And that person may strangle this person's neck and make me his own. So it may feel, if it has that consciousness, it would feel I am so much, much superior to the nose ring, ear ring, even the ring on the finger, etc. That is how we are behaving. Small, it becomes smaller, is looked down. Bigger is feels superiority complex, either physically or mentally or intellectually or aesthetically or morally. There is something called moral pride, moral ego. Anyway, so we have to understand the same nose ring, when it identifies itself with gold, then I am the necklace, I am the nose ring, I am the bangle, I am the leg ring also, etc., etc. So, it will not feel proud because I am every ring. There is no difference between me and any ornament. So, when a small wooden spoon identifies itself with wood, that smallness will disappear. That is called merging the Vyasti into Samashti, merging the individual into the universal. But what is the trick? The trick is, first I must find out my individual cause, merge my individuality into the cause, because individuality is an effect. And this effect, only I can do my own effect. I can't merge you into the universal. So, I must go back into my cause. Once I go into my cause, then I am identified automatically with everything. So, when a pot identifies itself with the clay, all the pots that are that will be in future are identifiable with that. It doesn't feel superiority or inferiority because that is called samadarshitvam. Sarvatra samadarshanaha. So that is the trick. And that is what in this second section this Upanishad wants to tell. If you can keep this in background, and the same process will be applied to all the other four koshas also. This is the crucial thing. So first, we must find out and merge ourselves in our cause. That is, the individual personality is called annam, which is an effect, and the universal personality is called annam brahma, or virat in this case, and our task is to slowly shed this individuality and become merged in my cause. And then I don't need to merge outside me any object in the world into Brahma. Because once I become identified with not annam, but anna brahma. Remember, anna means my individuality. Anna brahma means my cause. And that my cause is the cause of the whole universe. This is the process. With this, let us try to analyze this. Anna dvai prajaha prajayante yah kascha prithivi shritaha atho anena eva jivanti atha enadapi yantyantataha annagumhi bhutanam jeshtam tasmat sarva ushadam uchyate sarvam vaite annam apnuvanti ये अन्नम ब्रह्मोपासते अन्नगुम्हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठं तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते अन्नात् भूतानि जायन्ते जातानि अन्नेन वर्धन्ते अद्यतेति च भूतानि तस्मात् अन्नं तदुच्यते इति तस्माद्वा एतस्मात् अन्नरसमयात् अन्योऽन्तरात्मा प्राणमयः तेनैष पूर्णः सवा एष पुरुषविध एव तस्य पुरुषविधताम् अन्वयं पुरुषविदः तस्य प्राण एव शिरः यानो दक्षिणः पक्षः अपान उत्तरः पक्षः आकाश आत्मा पृथ्वी पुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा तदप्येष श्लोको भवति. दिस् इस् दि एण्टैर् सेकण्ड् अनुवाक आफ् दि सेकण्ड् चाप्टर्. सो एज़ ऐ सेड् अन्नाद्वै प्रजाः प्रजायन्ते यः काश्च पृथ्वी गुंश्रिताः. सो सेक्षन् बै सेक्षन् we will analyze this mantra, entire mantra. Yah kascha prithivim shritaha atho annenaiva jivanti atha ainadapi yantyantataha. From food verily are produced all creatures whatsoever dwell on earth. By food alone furthermore do they live, and unto food in the end do they return. Just as a pot made of clay exists in clay and returns to clay when it is broken, the physical body is fundamentally a product of food. Let us analyze very briefly. Annat vai prajaha prajayante. So from food verily are produced all creatures whatsoever dwell on earth. Whatsoever dwell on earth means whatever in this whole cosmos we see, even those, there may be so many galaxies of which we have no understanding. This entire external physical production is called creation. And whatever we know, even there may be so many things we don't know, that everything is included in that word creation. And that is what we have to understand. So, whatsoever, prithivi means what? Entire cosmos. Prithivi, not only our earth, the Mars, the sun, the moon, the galaxies, known, unknown, small, big, everything is called prithivi. And then, whatever things are there. So, even a distant galaxy, there may be particular type of gas. Now, human beings are searching. Stupid, idiotic human beings, that on those planets we may get something which will make our body stronger, our wealth greater, our enjoyment greater. Why did I call people stupid and idiotic? Because the common notion we all entertain cherishes, the more I possess, the more I will be happy. More is identified with greater happiness. This is the worst superstition anybody can cherish, entertain. Happiness doesn't depend upon what we possess. Happiness depends upon the experience in our mind. So same thing may give great happiness to some people. Same object may give greater unhappiness, suffering to other people. There are people who think that if I become Prime Minister of India or President of America, that would I can do whatever I like. No, you can't do whatever you like. You are the more, the higher the post, the more you are squeezed by everything in this world. So, upon what then does our happiness or unhappiness depend? It depends upon our state of mind. And our state of mind depends upon what? Upon dharma and adharma. If we have done unselfish actions, the result of that is called dharma. Dharma produces punya. Punya, as I said many times, is the ability to squeeze happiness under all circumstances. If my punya is a small quantity, the power of my punya can squeeze only little happiness. And on the other hand, if my papa is greater, sins are greater, my ability to squeeze more unhappiness under the same circumstance, even under the most happy circumstances for other people, it will turn out to be the greatest unhappiness, no doubt about it. So, annadvai prajaha prajayante. Here, anna means what? Earth. Earth or creation. The entire physical creation, entire cosmos, that is called anna brahma. And whatever is created there, born there, or exists there. So, everything, living, non-living, don't even make that distinction. So, they have all come from this prithvi. Prithvi, another word, annadev, anna brahma. So, everything has come from anna brahma, prithvi brahma. And whatever we experience, whatever we discovered, whatever we are discovering, whatever we may discover, I can tell you something, that even after, let us say, trillions and trillions and trillions and billions of years, there will be so many things unknown, because Brahma is so vast. So, don't think a day will come when everything can be beautifully understood, our minds can grasp. No, they cannot grasp. Why? Break up. Because even anna brahma is unlimited. Brahma means vast. Vast means infinite. Infinite means unlimited. Even this anna brahma is unlimited. It is not possible for this body mind to understand that one. But we can become identified with it. Then we can say, I know what it is. Until that time, it is not possible. So, whatever living, non-living objects are available, let me call it objects, living or non-living, they have all come from this annadvai, from this annam, that is anna brahma or prithvi brahma. Not only that, whatever is going to come, that is also from yah kasya prithivegam shritaha. Whatever is born, is going to born, is getting born, everything is from this anna brahma. And whatever is the root cause, that alone is the sustaining power. That is said, ataha anenaiva jivanti. So, if I am born out of annam, I am sustained only by annam. Just like the panchabhutas in our body. So, when I am very grossly limited, that is called hunger, that is sustained by food. And when I feel thirsty, it is satisfied removed by water, and when I feel cold, then heat, earth, remember, even this heat also is vastly different. Yes, what is called polar bear, for it what it calls heat and what we call heat, quite different is there. So, what is the point? That we are sustained by these five elements because our physical body is sustained by five elements. That means the entire world is sustained by the five elements because the entire creation is the resultant of that one particular cause called Anabrahma. So, they are sustained by it all the time, 24 hours. Atha enadapi yantyantataha. And when it breaks down, the whole thing goes back again, becomes merged in that avyakta, that is called Anabrahma. So that is what is beautifully told in the third chapter called Bhrigavalli. And Varuna was approached by Bhrigu. Then he says, Eto va imani bhutani jayante, ena bhutani jivante, yat prayant yavisam vishanti iti. Therefore, just as a pot made of clay exists in clay and remains in clay and returns to clay when it is broken, the physical body is fundamentally a product of food. And everything that we see in this entire cosmos is only called food. So, this is called Annamaya Atma. At this moment, this Annamaya Atma is the highest reality. Atma means highest reality. So, this second Anuvaka is introducing Annamaya Atma. For me, my body is the highest reality. And because I am in the at the level of Annamaya Kosha. And therefore, I have to slowly transcend this. How do I transcend? That is why it is said, Annagummi Bhutanam Jestam Tasmat Sarva Ushadam Uchyate. Food alone is the eldest of all beings. And therefore, it is called a panacea for all. A little bit confusing type of Sanskrit words, but what it means is in plain language, is Prithvi Devata, is earthly, goddess earth. It is Annagumi Bhutanam Jestam. Anna means remember Prithvi Devata. This Prithvi Devata, every element is called Devata. Prithvi Devata, Jala Devata, Agni Devata, Vayu Devata, Akasha Devata. So, what is the cause? What is the cause of every effect in this universe? Is earth and Jestam. It is called the eldest. Jesta Putra, firstborn. What is the meaning of Jesta? Everybody that comes afterwards, they are called Anu. So, there is a eldest brother. That means, he who was even before others arrived, that is called Jestam. But that is only just to make us understand, just like our eldest brother or sister, she is called Jestam. But this entire Prithvi, that means what? Before an effect can come, what is there? Cause is there. So, another word for that cause is called Jestam. Here, Annam, Prithvi Devata is called Jestam. Jestam means root cause. That which is before. Jestam means that which was before I came, you came, anybody came. So, therefore, before the creation, what was there? Only Prithvi Devata was there. And therefore, she is called the Prithvi Devata. That is called Anna Brahma. That is called Jeshta. And therefore, it gets another name. It is the medicine for everybody. What is a medicine? So, when somebody is suffering from hunger, that hunger can be removed and whatever can remove the disease called hunger, that is called the particular medicine for that particular disease. So, if there is stomachache, there is a disease. So, if something is given to alleviate that is called the aushadha. Here in this case, aushadha means what? That which saves me from burning, destruction. That is called aushadha. So, that means what? Since I am born from అన్నదేవత అన్నం బ్రహ్మ, అన్నం బ్రహ్మ ఎలోన్ కెన్ సస్టైన్ మీ, ఇఫ్ ఇట్ డజంట్ సస్టైన్ మీ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ మెడిసిన్. సర్వ ఔషధం మీన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది సస్టైనర్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ది మెడిసిన్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీబడి. సో సర్వం వైతే అన్నం ఆప్నువంతి ఏ అన్నం బ్రహ్మోపాసతే, దేర్ ఫోర్ కంటెంప్లేట్ అపాన్ అన్నం యాజ్ బ్రహ్మ. ఫర్ దిస్ మూమెంట్ ఐ హావ్ ఎన్ ఎఫెక్ట్ అండ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ మై కాజ్ అండ్ దట్ కాజ్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ అన్న బ్రహ్మ ఆర్ అర్త్ బ్రహ్మ, పృథ్వీ బ్రహ్మ. దేర్ ఫోర్ హూ ఎవర్ వర్షిప్స్ దట్ కాజ్ ఫ్రమ్ వేర్ ఐ హ్యావ్ కమ్, సర్వం వైతే అన్నమాప్నువంతి. దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్? బ్యూటిఫుల్, సచ్ మార్వలస్ మంత్రాస్, ఐ కెనాట్ డిస్క్రైబ్ వాట్ ఐడియాస్ ఆర్ జస్ట్ కంప్రెస్డ్ ఇన్ టు దీస్ మంత్రాస్. సర్వం వై తే అన్నమాప్నువంతి. హూఎవర్ గివ్స్ అప్ దిస్ ఐడెంటిటీ విత్ దిస్ బాడీ, దెన్ ఐడెంటిఫైస్ విత్ ది అన్నం బ్రహ్మ, పృథ్వీ దేవత, దెన్ దే విల్ నెవర్ ల్యాక్ ఫుడ్. సర్వం అన్నమాప్నువంతి, తే అన్నమాప్నువంతి. హూ ఏ అన్నం బ్రహ్మోపద్దోస్ హూ వర్షిప్ దిస్ అన్నం యాజ్ బ్రహ్మన్, దే బికమ్ బ్రహ్మన్. దేర్ ఫోర్ బ్రహ్మ మీన్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, దేర్ ఫోర్ దే అటైన్, దే అప్టైన్, దే రిమైన్ యాజ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. జస్ట్ టు మేక్ అస్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ప్రాపర్లీ, శ్రీరామకృష్ణ వాజ్ అనేబుల్ టు ఈట్, దట్ మీన్స్ హిస్ ఇండివిజువల్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ వాజ్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు స్వాలో ఎనీథింగ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ థ్రోట్ క్యాన్సర్. సంబడి సెడ్ ప్రే టు డివైన్ మదర్ దట్ యు ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు ఈట్ సంథింగ్ టు మెయింటైన్ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ బాడీ. ఇమీడియట్లీ శ్రీరామకృష్ణ ప్రేడ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ ప్రెషర్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ వాజ్ అషేమ్డ్ బికాస్ మదర్ సెడ్ వై ఆర్ యూ నాట్ ఈటింగ్, వాట్ వర్ షీ టెలింగ్, యు ఆర్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు ఈట్ ఎనీ మోర్ త్రూ దిస్ బాడీ, దిస్ యువర్ పర్టిక్యులర్ ఇండివిజువల్ బాడీ, లాట్ ఆఫ్ రసగుల్లాస్, జిలేబీస్, సో మెనీ థింగ్స్ హ్యావ్ గాన్ ఇన్ సైడ్, యువర్ కోటా ఈజ్ ఓవర్, యు ఆర్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు ఈట్. బట్ సిన్స్ యూ ఆర్ రియలైజ్డ్ సోల్ మై సన్, దెన్ యూ బీ హ్యాపీ వెన్ సంబడీ ఈజ్ ఈటింగ్, దే అఫ్ కోర్స్ విల్ ఆఫర్ టు యూ, బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ స్ట్రెచ్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్ టు టేక్ ఇట్, జస్ట్ లుక్ ఎట్ దెమ్, రెడ్ ది ఫుడ్ ఆఫర్ టు యూ, బ్లెస్ ఇట్ అండ్ దెన్ గివ్ ఇట్ టు అదర్ పీపుల్, సో లెట్ దెమ్ హ్యావ్ ఇట్ యాజ్ అ ప్రసాదం, యూ హ్యావ్ టు బి సాటిస్ఫైడ్ విత్ దట్. వాట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ ఇఫ్ తిరుపతి వెంకటేశ్వర స్వాలోస్ ఆల్ ది లడ్డూస్ దట్ ఆర్ ఆఫర్డ్ టు హిమ్, దెర్ వుడ్ బి నో ప్రసాద ఎట్ ఆల్. సో యువర్ రోల్ ఈజ్ టు లుక్ ఎట్ దెమ్, బ్లెస్ దెమ్, బ్లెస్ ది పీపుల్ హు లీడ్ దెమ్, యువర్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ ఈజ్ లైక్ యువర్ ఈటింగ్ బట్ త్రూ దెమ్. దట్స్ వాట్ శ్రీరామకృష్ణ సెడ్, మదర్ టాట్ హిమ్ ఎ లెసన్, యు ఆర్ ఈటింగ్ త్రూ ఎవ్రీబడి. అండ్ దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ ఇన్సిడెంట్స్ ఆల్సో, లైక్ కృష్ణ కమింగ్ అండ్ ఈటింగ్ ఆన్ బిహాఫ్ ఆఫ్ దుర్వాస అండ్ ఎవ్రీబడి ఎల్స్. సో సర్వం వైతే అన్నం ఆప్నువంతి ఏ అన్నం బ్రహ్మోపాస్ ఏ హూసో ఎవర్ గివ్స్ అప్ దిస్ ఇండివిజువల్ ఐడెంటిటీ అండ్ ఐడెంటిఫైస్ హిమ్సెల్ విత్ అన్నం బ్రహ్మ, హియర్ అన్నం బ్రహ్మోపాసతే, సర్వం వైతే అన్నం. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ దట్ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ అనేబుల్ టు ఈట్, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ఎ మస్కిటో ఈజ్ డ్రింకింగ్ ది బ్లడ్ ఆఫ్ సంబడి, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ఎ కవ్ ఈజ్ ఈటింగ్ గ్రాస్, ఈవెన్ సంబడి ఈజ్ ఎంజాయింగ్ ఎ స్వీట్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఈక్వలెంట్ టు దట్ పర్సన్ ఈటింగ్. సో అన్నగుమి భూతానాం జ్యేష్టం తస్మాత్ సర్వౌషధముచ్యతే. సో అన్నాద్ భూతాని జాయంతే, జాతాని అన్నేన వర్ధంతే, అద్యతే చిచ భూతాని తస్మాద్ అన్నం తత్ ఉచ్యత ఇతి. ఫ్రమ్ ఫుడ్ ఆల్ క్రీచర్స్ ఆర్ బోరన్, బై ఫుడ్ వెన్ బోరన్ ది గ్రో బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఈటెన్ బై బీయింగ్స్ అండ్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈట్స్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్, దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఫుడ్. ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ అన్నం. సో ఎవ్రీథింగ్ దట్ వీ సీ ఈజ్ బోరన్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ పృథ్వీ దేవత, పృథ్వీ బ్రహ్మన్, అన్న బ్రహ్మన్. అండ్ ఈవెన్ మౌంటైన్స్ గ్రో, లేక్స్ గ్రో, రివర్స్ గ్రో, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ గ్రోయింగ్ ఓన్లీ. వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈజ్ గ్రోయింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ సమ్ టైమ్ ఇట్ ఆల్సో కమ్స్ బ్యాక్ అగైన్. వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈజ్ బోరన్ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు చేంజ్ అండ్ డిజప్పియర్. హిమాలయాస్ విల్ డిజప్పియర్, లేక్స్ విల్ డిజప్పియర్, రివర్స్ హ్యావ్ డిజప్పియర్, cities have disappeared, so many things will disappear. So what is said, Annad Bhutani Jayanti. Here Bhuta means what? Everything that we see, not only living, non-living, every object that we see in this creation is coming from that Anabrahma or modification of Anabrahma. And they are sustained by that Anabrahma. Jatani annena vartante. Adyate chicha bhutani. So whatever we eat, that is called annam. But whatever eats us, that is called also annam brahma only. Adyate atticha bhutani. So we eat food. Food also eats us. That is, we eat annam brahma, and we of course call it annam, and annam brahma eats us. Tasmad annam tad uchyata iti. Therefore, the definition of annam is that which is eaten and that which also eats. So, it is the subject, it is the object, it is both. That means in this world, all of us are both the subjects and objects. When I am enjoying food, I am the subject, food is the object. But when a mosquito is drinking my blood, mosquito is the subject, I am the object. And this phenomena is going on. When I look at you, I am the subject, you are the object. When you are looking at me, you are the subject and I am the object. So every creature in this world at the same time are both the subject as well as object. And if our intellect can grasp it and understand it and accept it and behave accordingly, that means we have identified ourselves with this annam brahma. And then as a result, whatever happiness, our happiness increases, what is called exponentially. We derive universal happiness. And I also told you, when I find myself, I am the eater, I am the eaten. I am the killer, I am the killed. Two things happen. When I know I am the killer, I am the killed, there is no killer, there is no killed. That means it is not what we know at the present stage, think everything is real. Somebody is killing, somebody is being killed. No, it is somebody is manifested, somebody is becoming unmanifest. Same thing is becoming manifest, same thing is becoming unmanifest. Same ocean, so the water rises up in the form of steam and then it comes down in the form of rain and flows from a higher altitude to the lower until it comes back. This is a beautiful cycle. So there is no death. The ocean doesn't think, oh, a part of me is dead. So something is going up, something is coming and mixing with it. The ocean remains absolutely. Purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. What a marvelous contemplation. We have to contemplate, I am not annam. Annam means individual. I am annam brahma. I am the universal. I am not Vishwa. I am Virat. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Muhur Muhuhu. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.